You know that atheists and believers work well together. You know that the Mayo Clinic was founded by little Franciscan nun and an agnostic doctor, Dr. Mayo, and they worked for 50 years without a contract, and they worked well. One pastor wanted to approach an atheist and try to get him into the fold and said, "Son, do you want to go to heaven?" Atheist said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Sure? You're sure you don't want to go to heaven when you die?" "Oh, when I die, I thought you were organizing a party today." Often people put religion at the end of their life. You know, when I have nothing to do, when I can't move, when the ventilator is about to go off, when someone's going to unplug me, maybe then I'll think about this God stuff. And Lent, even more, becomes one of those things which is burdensome, which is something hard to do. I know every time I visited New Jersey for Easter, all my uncles stopped drinking for Easter, but they were a blast on Easter itself because they got hammered. Because they look at peace, they look at Lent as something you got to give up stuff, you got to be strong. When it's not an issue of strength, it's an issue of trust and belief in God. Do I believe that my God, our God, can really make me a better person? Do I believe that my faith and my life according to the gospel will not only not be a burden, but will be something beneficial? That when I fast, when I pray, when I try to do good things, when I give of myself and my time and my money to help others, that this is part of the process of enriching my life. But we're often like that cannibal tribe that was asked, "Did you guys ever have anything, knowledge about religion?" Says, "Yeah, we got a taste of it the last time the missionary visited us." You know, it's out here. It's something's foreign. It's something that's passing. Imagine if you thought in your life, you know what Veliki Peace and the fast is about? It's about me believing in my God that he can make me a better person, and that becoming a better person is the best gift that I can give to my husband, to my wife, to my family, to my friends. That's religion. Real religion. It's a belief in God that is manifested in my life. It's never out here somewhere preaching. It's always in here. The church is just the place where we gather. This is where we celebrate what we did all week. But we can celebrate every day if we say, "Yes, I give up certain foods, I give up certain behaviors, but it's not to lose weight, it's not to change my life, it's to become a better human being." Never look at fasting as a thing of strength, but a small step of how difficult it is to really prove that you love someone by changing yourself. So although people may look at sin and may think of sorrow, regret, the Christian looks at sin as an opportunity to love someone by running away from those bad behaviors and bad habits. So you may feel sorry when you do something wrong that hurts you or others. You may feel even regret. But ultimately, hopefully, during this time of Lent, you will feel a deep sense of love and faith and saying, "This is not who I was called to be. This is not who I was meant to be. This is not who I want to be, because I believe I can walk better, breathe better, be better, and not just for myself, but for everyone whom I really love, because ultimately, you are the best gift you give to the people who love you. Why not make it a better gift? Brush off the old stuff. Get rid of the garbage. Don't think about other people. You don't get paid for living their life. You get paid for living your life. And your reward is always a better you and a better life. Slava Isusu Hristu!